Now time for your letters. We begin with reaction to reporter Chris Arnold's story last week about a bill in Congress that would allow homeowners to refinance with today's low interest rates. The bill is meant to provide relief to people who owe more on their home than it's actually worth. The story generated a lot of comments on NPR.org, but one story stood out. Damon Moss writes on our website, "Want to know who this helps? Me. I bought a house way before the bubble started. About 18 months ago, my partner lost his job. My job gave me the option of either moving or losing my job. I moved, but I couldn't sell my home, as it was worth less than my mortgage. Luckily, I found a nice couple to rent my old home. Then the city and state raised property taxes, leaving me $200 a month in the hole, supporting two people. I contacted my mortgage company and asked if they could help me as I was on the edge of walking away. They told me that I couldn't qualify for any assistance as I had always paid my mortgage on time." Last week, NPR's Gwen Tompkins brought us a story on the dispute over access to water from the Nile River. But three little letters in that report brought out your passions.
Rabi Ahmed Abdel Gawal is a farmer, and you don't have to understand Arabic to know that OMG is he angry.
Excellent topic, fine report, but did she actually say OMG, writes David Schneider on our website? What a shame to borrow that kind of thing from the texting world. Hope we don't hear more of that. Last week, author Tom Franklin told us how he arrived at the title of his new novel, Crooked Letter, Crooked Letter.
It's how Southern children are taught to spell Mississippi. M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I, humpback I.
Barbara Webb of San Francisco, Colorado writes, "I'm not sure that was only known in the South. We sang the song M-I, crooked letter I, crooked letter I, humpback I when we jumped rope. When we said crooked letter, we twisted our bodies. When we said humpback, we bent down and touched the ground." And Jose Seaman of Miami, Florida, wrote in about our interview with the producers of an album of recordings from 1950s Cuba. He writes, "This morning I heard your interview on the lost Cuban trios of Casa Marina. I grew up in Latin America, and this is the music I heard at home in my childhood during the 50s. It brought back so many happy memories. I purchased the two albums as soon as I got home. They are jewels to be greatly appreciated. Thanks for bringing them to our attention." We welcome your feedback. Go to npr.org and click on the Contact the Show link. We're also at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.